This is Day to Day from NPR News, and all the polling and prognosticating has been leading up to this day, Election Day, with control of the U.S. Congress very much in doubt. I'm Madeline Brand in the studios of NPR West.
And I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington, D.C., on the National Mall, and looking at the building that is the object of all this attention across the country, all the dollars, all the promises, all the accusations, the Congress. The Capitol building where the Congress sits. All the day before the election, I've been walking around talking to people in Washington about voting, and this is a good place to do that, not just because the city is obsessed with politics as it is, but because people come here from all over the country. So to sample national opinion, you can find people from all over right here, and they are thinking about voting. They are. Earlier, I started at the Jefferson Memorial. My name is Alex Chadwick. I'm from National Public Radio. Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
Scott Davis from Columbus, Indiana.
Uh-huh. Have you voted already this year?
Yes, we have.
And what is it about this year that has you voting?
Like every other year. I always vote every year. I always want to be a part. It's people can complain about the politicians or about the government. And if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to argue. So my feeling is that everyone should cast their vote and have a say in what's being done.
Is that your daughter over there?
Yes, it is.
And you just taken her to see the Jefferson Memorial?
Yes, that's we've seen all the memorials today, I believe, just about. It's been a good day, very good day.
Let's try the mall side of the Air and Space Museum, the back entrance.
We left the Jefferson Memorial and came over to the National Mall, this green sward surrounded by museums and monuments, with the Capitol at one end and the Lincoln Memorial at the other. And I met a woman here who votes in Florida, though her husband works in the Foreign Service. He's a diplomat, so most of the time they're overseas. And she talked to me about explaining American democracy to other people.
My name is Sarah Sandberg. Usually, I have to feel my way about whether I'm going to say anything partisan or not.
Say anything partisan?
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a huge topic of discussion.
So, what do you say that is nonpartisan about voting?
About voting? Mostly that I hope I've not become so cynical as to stop believing that it makes a difference.
Hello.
Could you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Shannon. I'm from Oregon.
And your last name, Shannon?
Rao.
Rao. Did you vote this year before you came out here?
We did.
You did. So that's something to take the trouble to cast an absentee ballot. You wanted to vote.
Yes. We had a lot of, especially our local issues that we wanted to get out. And so we voted before we left. We left last week.
Do you always vote?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how many elections you voted in? Probably you can't count them all.
20 some.
20 or 30?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
More 30.
Yeah. John?
Yes.
Hi. Did you are you the civic equal of your sister?
I'm not sure.
What is there a big national issue for you this year?
The war.
So Madeline, the day went on like that. Americans talking about participating in their government, how they were going to do it, why they were going to do it. Toward the end of the day, the sky darkened behind the Capitol at the east end of the mall, and the sun shone clear through what had been overcast gray, and it lit up the front face of that white Capitol building, and it glowed. It glowed, maybe with possibility, I don't know. But there it is, the American government sitting there, gorgeous.